Rural America, which helped to elect President Trump, is pushing back against cuts to the Postal Service. For some isolated communities, the post office is a lifeline. Here's NPR's Kirk Sigler.
About 15 years ago, Todd Troyer retired as an iron worker in Milwaukee and moved to rural Wisconsin. He's a Vietnam vet. He's also diabetic with a heart condition and gets his prescriptions and insulin through the mail.
And then when it runs down, I call and I order more, so I got it here to take my pills and everything else. And that's the only thing I'm worried about is it going to make it here or isn't it? I don't know.
The only other option for Troyer, who's 69, is an hour drive one way to the VA in Madison. But that's a haul and risky right now, too. Coronavirus cases in his area continue to rise out of control. It's not like things aren't already stressful, he says. Now, mail deliveries could be further delayed, and there's a standoff over the Postal Service's future in Washington.
Well, I can't believe they did this anyway. I mean, what's the deal with screwing over the mail? I mean, mail's been running since we had horse riders bringing it, for God's sakes.
A lot of people in rural America are angry and organizing to save the Postal Service. The federal agency overseen by the president is mandated to deliver to all of America, especially remote zip codes where private carriers won't go because it's not profitable. There's now even a protest song by the popular North Carolina bluegrass artist Joe Troop. To not deliver the mail should be against the law, Troop goes on singing in a song called A Plea to Fully Fund the U.S. Postal Service. A lot of small-town America is worried about a future without the post office. It's not just a lifeline, but it's also where you meet your neighbors, visit, catch up on news and gossip.
And more importantly, for many folks who live in rural areas, their only daily contact may be the mail carrier.
Lois Davis is a researcher with the RAND Corporation, a California-based security think tank. A recent study she led showed that the Postal Service ranks high in terms of federal institutions that the public has trust in an era where generally that faith in institutions seems to be eroding. The post office's revenue comes from all of us mailing stuff, which was on the decline even before the lockdown. But Davis says the government has put a lot of restrictions on the post office's ability to raise new funds.
So we've hamstrung their ability to turn a profit, but at the same time, we require them to do this universal service obligation that no other carrier has that requirement of.
There's been a push to privatize all mail deliveries long before today's political battle over mail-in voting. President Trump's Postal Service director did recently back down from planned broad cuts to overtime for mail carriers and office hours, among other things. There was a bipartisan backlash even in red states that Trump carried easily. Rich Judge is part of the new left-leaning group Rural America 2020. They're fighting post office cuts in Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, and Sauk County, Wisconsin, where he lives.
If our mail service isn't right, what other connections are we going to lose?
Judge says dairy farmers in his area and small business owners like him are already hustling, and still many are seeing their earnings and savings drop.
You're telling people who already have to work harder than they did 20, 25 years ago that, hey, by the way, we're going to impede your progress even more by hamstringing the Postal Service and taking away something we've had in this country for how many years?
About 245 years, actually, back to when Benjamin Franklin became the first Postmaster General. Rich Judge sees the fight over the post office not unlike what is going on with the lack of high-speed internet here. Rural America stands to keep falling further behind. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.